Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin.
Hey everyone, this is Stephen James from Project Life Mastery. And today I'm excited to introduce you to someone who's making $300 a day selling on Amazon. His name is Kabir and he's going to share with you guys his inspiring story. And the reason why I wanted to introduce Kabir to you guys is because I believe that the more role models, the more success stories that you see, then the more that registers in your brain that if they can do it and they can do it and they can do it, then I can too. Because the people that I bring to you are people that are regular people from all walks of life. Kabir is actually a follower and fan of Project Life Mastery and Tatiana James, came across our content, was inspired by this opportunity of selling on Amazon and took action with it and started during the pandemic and been able to take off since then. So it's great to be able to introduce Kabir to you guys, to give you guys that inspiration and show you that evidence of what's possible if you also commit yourself. So Kabir, thank you so much for being here and taking the time to share with my audience. Do you mind first sharing with people how you got started and how you discovered selling on Amazon?
Yeah, of course, Stefan. Thank you very much for having me on the channel. I'm a huge follower, to be honest with you. I love all your mindset videos, so it's a real honor. So in terms of Amazon, the way in which I started in December 2019. And the reason I started looking into Amazon was because I was contracting at the time under my own company for financial services. And unfortunately, my contract was coming to an end due to the global pandemic. And a lot of the opportunities that I previously had were kind of drying up. So I wanted to take that opportunity to refresh and kind of focus on something new and something that if I was ever in this position again with the pandemic and work was drying up, I could rely on myself and essentially just mitigate my risk by getting new streams of income. So I actually had a look all over YouTube and all over the internet, looking at your channels. There's so much different options, like with affiliate marketing, stocks and trading, Amazon, etc. And actually, where I found Amazon first was on Tatiana's channel, actually, where I binge watched all of her Amazon videos, how to talk to suppliers, about marketplace superheroes, and lots of other Amazon kind of activities. And what really resonated with me with Amazon was that I'm the user of Amazon. I know how much stuff I buy from Amazon. So I can see that the demand is there. I can see that people are buying stuff. And with people being stuck at home, it's kind of a no-brainer because more people are shopping online just because they're forced to almost, and just because of the convenience really as well. So I saw that's where the future was going. So I looked into Amazon quite a bit, and initially actually I was looking at a retail arbitrage where you kind of look for cheaper products within stores and then you sell them on Amazon for a higher price and get the difference. However, when I was looking into the different options, I just found that the Amazon FBA route kind of resonated with me a lot more, just because with FBA, kind of the next day delivery and Amazon Prime, I just thought that it would be a lot better, a lot more in my control. If I'm relying on other people's products being there or being not, I found that I wasn't in control. So I really liked the aspect of private labeling, getting my own product, having a little bit of emphasis on the design, and just putting my spin on things a little bit as well, which was really interesting. And the key thing which stood out for me for Amazon FBA, especially on Tatiana's videos, was MPSH have an amazing kind of scoring system. So being brand new to e-commerce, I didn't have any idea how things worked or how to find a good product or the process or anything. So knowing that Marketplace Superhero had this 4S product gauntlet at the time, which is their scoring system, it just gave me another kind of push really, because I thought even though I'm going in at the deep end, at least there's a resource there to give me a bit more confidence in my journey. And yeah, I haven't really looked back, to be honest, since I've started. So it was December 2019 I started. I joined the coaching program in April of 2020, where I had Loretta as my coach, who Tatiana also interviewed, which was amazing. And she essentially gave me the kind of kick up the bum to launch three products as my first go. So since then, it's just been absolutely manic. So those products came in around Christmas time, which I don't know if it was a blessing or a curse, but everything just goes mental on Amazon during Christmas. So one day I was having like 90 sales a day, which was absolutely ludicrous. Yeah. I mean, it was really good for me to see the process working and actual evidence firsthand. And it just gave me the drive to want to do more. And then that kind of leveled off in the new year. So on average, I'm currently making about $300 a day for three products. And I probably sell about five products a day on average in the US. And I've expanded now to the UK also. And my next plans are to go into Australia and Canada. And I've actually got four more products on the way at the moment. Because of Chinese New Year, as you probably know, in February, it's been a really slow start to the year, but everything's in motion and I'm really excited for the second half of this year now.
That's amazing. Congratulations. I love to, you know, hear that story, how you, because oftentimes, you know, on YouTube, you just see comments and avatars and whatnot. So it's actually great to connect with someone who found myself and Tatiana and took action with it and pursued this opportunity. And by the way, for those that are not familiar, Kabir mentioned Marketplace Superheroes, which is an online course that Tatiana and I recommend that teaches someone how to build their Amazon business. I'd love to just hear a little bit about, you know, your experience with that, because, you know, there are some people out there, there's a lot of great content on YouTube. Tatiana and myself put out a lot of great content, but you decided to invest in a course. And it sounds like even with the coaching and everything they provided for you, it really helped you give that direction. I know there's some people that want to venture out and try it on their own, and there's nothing wrong with that. But can you mind sharing just a little bit about your mindset and experience with investing in a course like Marketplace Superheroes, and what, how you feel that it was been able to help you to get to where you are now?
Yeah. So with Marketplace Superheroes, it's obviously got a lot of valuable content, but the thing for me, which has really benefited my journey, is the actual community that comes with it. So there's a Facebook group, which you get access to as part of purchasing the course, and within that group all your questions are answered. If there's anything which changes in Amazon's terms and policies or shipping, which it does quite regularly, Marketplace Superheroes are the first to kind of communicate it and how they help us. And there's this real sense of if you invest in them, they invest in you as well. And a lot of the stuff on YouTube and all the free resources out there, they're really, really helpful and you can get a lot there. But what I found, especially when I was doing my research, it's kind of like the little back end stuff that you don't really find out about. So just like how to upload a listing, how to do A+ brand content properly, setting up your accounting from the start so it's done good and proper, and even just setting up Amazon. When you set up an account, there's so many hurdles you have to jump through. It's easy to get suspended so easily, right. And that's a few months gone straight away. So all those little back end things has really helped really with Marketplace Super. So I just think they're not readily available on YouTube and other resources.
Got it. Did you have some fear getting into this? Because I know there's some people, there's that uncertainty, yeah. And you know, especially choosing a product and you don't know whether your product's going to sell or not. And I'm not sure if you've ever had a business before. So I know there's oftentimes a lot of people around the product research and finding that product, there's some fear. And I found a great course and that gives you some guidance, at least can help you alleviate that fear, but it still might be there. And it sounds like it, you know, worked out really well with you. But do you mind sharing just a little bit about that process of doing research and finding some products?
Yeah, of course. So the Marketplace Superheroes ethos is kind of to find boring, everyday, evergreen products. Yeah. It's nothing that's too much in your face or brand new or kind of hypey. So you think that that's absolutely fine, but when you actually go to look on Amazon, it's really difficult to find like a really like boring product. So the ethos that they kind of have is with products, you have like a flower system. So you've got the flower, you've got the stem, and you've got the roots. So you have to keep digging deeper and deeper and deeper to kind of find a root products. And when I was looking originally, when I joined up in December 2019, I was doing research almost every day, apart from weekends. And then I was doing it till April when I got a coach. And it was literally kind of over analysis as well, because when you do it too much, you paralyze yourself and doubt yourself. And you're like, is it correct? Is it not? So I did have that fear, definitely, just because I didn't want to invest my money and for it to go incorrectly. But then what I've kind of learned kind of watching videos on YouTube, looking at your channel, even the mindset videos on Marketplace Superheroes, is you have to kind of push yourself outside of your comfort zone, and you're never really going to know if, unless you actually go and do it. And I can say this in hindsight now, but it's really difficult for something not to sell on Amazon. So even if it's not selling every single day, you will at least get your money back, if not make a profit. So now that I've got that mindset, I'm a little bit less kind of worried about risk, because I know I will get my money back. But at that time, of course, I was very scared. But having the community behind me, being able to get my products validated by a coach, knowing that I've got the kind of freight forwarding aspect sorted with Marketplace Superheroes, it was just helpful knowing that I had someone at every step of the journey if I had any queries.
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, that's so important, because a lot of times when people are building their business, they don't know anyone else that's doing this, and your friends and family might think you're crazy. And so other people that are like-minded on the same path as you, it helps helps in a huge way. And what was the mindset around starting with three products? And I assume you're selling in the UK. Is that where you decided to kick off?
Yeah, so I initially started in US and UK, okay. Just because I thought, I want to go all in. If I'm going to do this properly, just go all in. And the reason why I started off with three was because I got a coach at this point, and I had those products validated. I had the money sitting there. And even though it is a bit of a risk, I just thought that as long as I can keep reaching out to my coach, and Loretta is absolutely amazing, who was my coach in MPSH. Like, she responds really quickly. She's been there for a very long time doing coaching. So she gave me that confidence that I needed. And for me as well, I feel that if I want to get to somewhere quicker in terms of my goals and my salary goals and what I want to earn, I just thought I'd start investing quicker as well. Because the sooner I know, the sooner I can monitor my cash flow. I know how much money I need to get for investment. Otherwise, it could span out over a year or two. So yeah, so it's just about having the mindset that getting to my goal as quick as I can.
That's awesome. That's really smart, because also each product you're going to learn different things from. Did you find one product really took off a lot more than the other products?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So one absolutely flew off the shelf. And what actually happened, because it was around Christmas time, basically it was getting 80, 90 sales a day, like I mentioned. So I was really worried and stressed out about how I'm going to make a reorder, because I couldn't afford to reorder on the basis of 80 to 90 products a day, just because it's crazy money. I wouldn't be able to get that.
High quality so problem, actually, though. Your product's doing so well, you know.
Exactly. I'm not complaining at all. But in doing that, though, I did kind of neglect the other products that I had, which didn't take off as well. But then when it all kind of balanced out, the product that wasn't selling as well, that was giving me more longevity, because it was selling more evergreen, if that makes sense. So because I'm a starter, obviously, I focused all my attention on the one that was selling really well. But I think you're right. You need to kind of see the bigger picture, and the whole thing with Marketplace Superheroes is just get as many products in as possible, just so you don't sweat the small stuff. Because if you've got two products, you are going to stress out about if one's not doing well. But then if you have 10 to 15 products, if you look at your overall picture, it's not as much of an issue. So yeah, so it's just thinking about that bigger picture.
Yeah, and I find when you have something that does take off and do well, it really gives you a lot of confidence because you start seeing the bigger picture. You start seeing how this can really change your life and how, oh my gosh, this product, this is what it's doing. What if I launch more products? And you've got a system and the confidence behind it, and it helps you be able to identify products now because of the experience that you have, that you can kind of see things that you didn't see before. So I find that, you know, the place that you're at right now, it's amazing how much faster things can grow. Because I think the hardest part is just getting started with it and finding that product that does sell. But once you learn the ropes, it becomes a lot easier and a lot faster as well. So that's really cool to hear that.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, the process is the same, whether you order once or you order 10 times, like talking to suppliers, getting the freight forwarding sorted. So going through it the first time is a bit scary and daunting, but once you've done it the first time, the key thing is just product research after, because it's the same process over and over again. So I think that's really kind of helped me as well, and get products quicker to launch as well, because I know the process, I know what I'm doing now. But yeah, I completely agree, having that confidence kind of has skyrocketed what I'm doing now. I don't know what I would be like if I wasn't getting 80-90 sales a day. I can't imagine it now, but yeah, it was really definitely a blessing in disguise.
That's amazing. What kind of challenges did you face along the way?
Yeah, so I think the key challenge for me was definitely confidence and mindset. So coming into this, I did have a lot of limiting beliefs, if I'm honest, and thinking, can I actually do this? Can people make money out of this? Right. I think it's just because of the way that I was programmed before I came into this environment, really. And I always had this kind of scarcity mindset where, is there people spending money? Am I going to be able to make enough? There's so many people selling. But then kind of you take a step back and through like listening to loads of podcasts, reading books, watching YouTube channels, you need to kind of shift that mentality. And that's kind of what I've done, and that's definitely helped me, because now that I'm focusing kind of on the positives, because there are a lot of things that and obstacles that go wrong during Amazon, I have to admit, but in the when you outweigh it, there's a lot more positives at the end of the day, and the hurdles in hindsight, they don't seem very big afterwards. So it's just about getting over it, focusing on the positive and just how you're going to problem solve as opposed to dwell in the issue itself. So the biggest thing for me was just changing that mindset of kind of not getting negative or bogged down by anything that's happening, and just getting on with it and just thinking about my goal and my why in the back of my head. So that was the biggest thing for me.
That's great. Yeah. And, you know, hopefully your story is going to inspire a lot of people too, because I've found that, you know, when you have a lot of examples of people that are doing it, you know, just regular people from all different walks of life all around the world that are selling on Amazon or building a business online, when you start seeing that evidence and you see, wow, you know, Kabir could do it, I can do it as well. And that gives that really transforms a lot of people and inspires them to get started. Because I know when I got started with internet marketing and online business, it didn't really feel real for me until I started, you know, seeing other people and even meeting people and being a part of a community, which is what you have with Marketplace Superheroes as well. So I think, you know, getting around other people that this is a reality for them too will really demonstrate and give you that proof.
Yeah, definitely. And they say, don't they, that you're the average of the five people you hang around with. So that's definitely helped me, being in that environment constantly, kind of wherever there's private calls going on with Steven and Robert as part of Marketplace Superheroes, with the owners, with coaches and coaching sessions. Like, I always make sure that I'm there and making that extra effort to surround myself in that environment. And you can just see how much it changes you in terms of your mood, your morale, and it just kind of uplifts you. So it definitely helps. So yeah, I 100% agree on that.
For sure. My last question is, what kind of advice would you give to someone that's just getting started? Someone that might be watching this right now, maybe they were where you were a year or so ago, you know, and the pandemic's happening and, you know, a lot of people are losing their jobs, or there's a lot more uncertainty in the world today, but they're looking at an opportunity like Amazon. What kind of advice would you give to someone that might be in that position?
Yeah, no, of course. So Amazon is a platform that's forever increasing its volumes, and the numbers on Amazon are not going down. They're literally just going up. So one of the key things with Marketplace Superheroes especially is to sell in as many marketplaces as you can. So at the moment, I'm in the UK and US, but on all my orders moving forward, I'm going to be going to Australia, Canada and Europe. As part of Europe, you also get seven countries, such as France, Germany, Italy, Sweden, Netherlands and Poland as well. And that number's not slowing down. There's more and more markets which are opening up within Europe and also all around the world. So what I would say to someone who is kind of on the fence about joining or thinking about Amazon is that the situation that we're in now with the global pandemic, it's definitely opened a lot of people's eyes in terms of purchasing. And a lot of the retail that's happening in the world at the moment has been moving to online. So if there's any kind of business to invest in right now, I feel that Amazon is the best place to be, just because numbers are soaring and literally it's thriving. Amazon's got something like 60 million products on its catalog. So there's going to be a product for you that you can sell and make money from, I guarantee it. So yeah, it's the best thing that I've ever done. And I hope a lot more people get to find the success that I have as well.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Kabir, for sharing your story. I know it's going to inspire a lot of people to get started selling on Amazon and to take action with what they're learning here in Project Life Mastery and everything that I've shared. For those of you that are interested in getting started selling on Amazon and want to follow the same path that Kabir did with the Marketplace Superheroes program, then go to www.projectlifemastery.com/MPS. MPS as in Marketplace Superheroes. If you go on over there, I'll provide a link below as well. Head on over there. You can learn more about the Marketplace Superheroes program, which is an amazing program. One of the programs that I recommend and have shared over the years to help people get started selling on Amazon. So that's projectlifemastery.com/MPS. Head on over there and you can learn the method of what Kabir has been sharing with you. Otherwise, thank you guys so much for being here and watching this. If you enjoyed it, leave a comment below, hit the thumbs up button, and subscribe here on Project Life Mastery for more videos and more content. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys again soon. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.